A Cold Death in Amsterdam, Lot Meerman, Book 1, written by Anya de Jaeger and read by Caroline Ramsey.
Chapter 1. They were strange, those minutes that ticked by slowly as I waited for the ambulance to turn up. My concentration never wandered. My focus was purely on stemming the bleeding. I'd had no real reason to pull into the petrol station, but the streaming lights had drawn my eye from more than a kilometre away, promising company and warmth on this deadly cold night. Although I was only 10 minutes away from home, I had glanced down at the petrol gauge, and the half-empty tank had given me enough of an excuse to pull in. I put my indicator light on. It was 2 a.m, and there was nobody else on the road, but it was a reflex, an action that came from muscle memory, not from thought, as was grabbing my handbag when I got out and holstering my gun. Outside the car, it was icy cold. Fog flowed from my mouth with each breath. A shiver ran down my arm when my hand touched the metal cap on the petrol tank. If I had kept it there for much longer, my skin would have frozen tight to the car. I put the petrol pump in with my free hand tucked under my arm. I didn't often get out of the car on these nightly drives that took me from one end of the country to the other. In the Netherlands, that didn't take much, of course. A 2-hour drive east from my house in Amsterdam got me to the German border. 1 hour south would have made me cross into Belgium, and 45 minutes north would land me in the sea. I tried to limit myself to 1 hour, with just the hum of the car's engine to keep me company along the dark roads. It was normally enough to help me get to sleep when I got back home. When it was one of those nights, I couldn't stay in my flat. I needed to get out. I'd been offered counselling, but so far I'd refused it. Counselling would mean talking about it. Telling somebody would mean reliving it. Why would I want to do that when I was trying so hard to forget? As I watched the counter on the petrol pump tick up, I realised I was finally feeling calm. I could face myself in the mirror without wanting to attack my own skin. Tonight had been a bad one. Just then, another car pulled up onto the forecourt and stopped in front of the shop. A man got out, but I couldn't see him properly as some of the steel construction holding the roof up blocked my view. He'd probably just run out of cigarettes, or maybe he too was looking for someone to talk to. I turned back to watch the numbers on the display race up. The jolt on the pump came when the meter wasn't even on 20 euros. I dribbled in a few more drops to get it to the round figure, then I walked over to pay. The path of lights deepened the winter darkness even further and made the ice crystals on the ground sparkle like diamonds. Now that I'd been outside for a few minutes, my toes were cold inside my boots. The weather forecasters had been predicting snow for a few days now, but none had fallen. The only thing that was falling was the temperature. With the clear skies, it was getting down to minus 10. It would grow colder still before dawn, in that lonely time before the sun came up and created a new day. I bunched my fingers into fists inside the pockets of my jacket to keep my hands as warm as I could, grateful when the door to the shop opened automatically and I was greeted by a blast of heat and some modern rendition of Silent Night. The man behind the counter, young, a student maybe, turned to me, and the warning look in his eyes made me come to a halt. I saw the other man, one hand in his pocket. He was wearing a balaclava, so I could only see his eyes. I wish I could have had a better look at him when he'd arrived. "Stop right there," the man warned me. I stood still, and the automatic door behind me opened and closed again with a whoosh, followed by a short stream of cold air on my neck. I didn't move. It opened and closed again, and I took a step forward. I said, "Stop." I pointed behind me. "The doors?" He nodded, one hand still in his pocket, and addressed the guy behind the counter. "Give me the cash now and nobody gets hurt." When he said the clichéd words, I'd wanted to smile, but kept a straight face. "I'm a police officer," I told him. "You're under arrest." I felt completely calm, even when the man pulled a gun out of his pocket and pointed it at me. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw the shop assistant duck behind the counter, his head now hidden by a small plastic Christmas tree. "You don't want to do this," I said. "You want to put the gun away now and come with me quietly."